Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Phil?
Yes, this is Phil.
Hey, Phil, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good. Raining a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. We always need a little bit of water, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm glad I get to talk to you today, Phil. I know you're talking to my mapping coordinator, Jonathan. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all?
No, we're pretty familiar with Google. We know it's very expensive.
Okay,
and
okay.
You don't always get the results you want.
Okay.
You can wind up spending, you know, in excess of $10,000 and not getting pretty much anything because you got people out there that basically Google, the more you spend, the more you're going to be exposed. And so obviously the companies with the more money, the bigger companies are going to get the most exposure. Mm-hmm. Companies like mine that have an ad budget of like under $100 a month, we're just not a good fit with Google.
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking at a pay-per-click type deal, you definitely want to get up there into, you know, a minimum of like $300-$400 for a pay-per-click deal. But what actually we do is we put you on the first page of Google in that map section. That's not a pay-per-click. That's an organic listing to populate you guys there. Now, what that means, it's an unlimited call service. So it doesn't go based off of how much money you spend. It's making sure that you're programmed at that first page where customers are searching for your services and you populate at that point in time, they can just click to call you directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Now, what we actually do here for small businesses is we do a what's called a bundled package. We actually run a retargeting campaign through Facebook for anybody that searches your services on Google. So now you're not only populating on that first page of Google, but you're populating on the pages of potential customers on their feed or their stories. And now they can just click to call you directly from there as well. And I mean, I see that you guys do some pretty good quality work. You've been in business since 1997. So congratulations there. That's a long time coming, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we do get you on other areas like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. We just want to make sure that anybody that searches off a platform of Google as well and they're searching on those big platforms, they can definitely find you there as well and just click to call directly. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know Jonathan gave you a legacy rate. I know you're probably asking too, like, okay, this sounds great. What's the price? So let me jump into that for you, Phil. Typically, something like this does cost around $599 month to month. Now, with the legacy rate that Jonathan gave you, it's a reduced rate, and it just comes out at a flat rate of just $249 month to month. That's it. There's no taxes. There's no hidden fees. There's no startup costs, anything like that. We do allocate $100 from that $249 to your retargeting campaign through Facebook, and we can pinpoint certain cities and zip codes within that 50-mile radius, or we can just target all of the 50-mile radius. It's really customizable of what you would like to do and where you would like to be found on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Now, Phil, we are a Google Premier Channel partner, so there's only 40 of us in the country with the authenticity badge on their website. We can only work with one company per industry per area. So that means when we do fill this listing, we don't work with any of your competitors, meaning it's strictly us working with you to get the results you're looking for. So you'll never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not sharing your customers because it's a direct call service into you, okay?
Okay. So okay. You guys aren't actually Google. You're kind of like a marketing company.
We're a premier channel partner of Google. Yes, we are a marketing company. We take care of advertisements on Google, Google guarantees, Google placements also too. We take care of advertising on Facebook as well. Now, Google will never reach out to you directly because they usually tailor fit their service to higher end companies like the Coca-Colas of the world, right, that are spending tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to get their product pushed out there. What we do is we tailor fit our company to smaller businesses, any guy from like a one-man crew all the way to like a 20 to 30-man crew. So that's where we really tailor fit our business, because now, as in you, can compete on that first page for a fraction of the price of what a bigger company is. And now you can get customers without having to pay per lead or per job or anything like that. You're just listed there.
First page of what?
First page of Google. So right there on that map section, research shows that 90% of people that do a search on Google stay on that first page of the map section. They are not going to the second page.
This is if they Google appliance repair, mm-hmm. and you talk best. Okay. I think maybe it was some publication you're promoting. Okay.
Yeah, right. And in, like in your case before, you did a pay per click. That's a sponsored advertisement up at above the map section, and that comes out where it can come anywhere from like 50 cents to $2.50 a lead or a click. And that's when you were talking where it can get really expensive, and I agree with you. especially with everybody that Googles stuff nowadays. I mean, Google's integrated on your phone when you buy it. You don't even have to download an app. So we just place you in that area so that way you just have a flat monthly rate. And even if you got 20 jobs, 100 jobs, you wouldn't be charged anything more at all. It would just stay at that consistent flat rate of the $249, okay?
Now, so is Phil, this a month-to-month thing, or are we going to need to sign a long-term contract?
Good question, Phil. This is just month-to-month. Now, we do ask just for a two-month verbal agreement because I want to set the right expectations. It does take around 30 to 45 days to program you on the first page for all of the services that you provide, okay? Now, with the Facebook retargeting campaign, that will be up within 7 to 14 days. So within the first 30 days, this is supposed to pay for itself. After the 30 to 45 days, that's when you're really going to start to see the rewards coming in from Google, okay? This is month-to-month. There's no early termination fees. There's no penalties for you if you cancel. You can also pause the service. There's no pause fee or anything like that. The only thing that we ask for you, Phil, is if you were to ever part ways with us or pause your service, you just give us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't get charged for the next month of service. And that's it. And that's how we work. So what I can do is I can lock in that $249 rate for you here, and I can get you on board, send all the information over to my tech team. And then I will send everything over to you in some text messages and emails, so that way you have the records for tax write-offs and everything like that. You want to secure that list in here so that way we can get you populated on that first page?
Now, our budget generally for the month as far as advertising is generally around 200. So if you could do it for around 200, we can probably fit that in.
Yeah, so I can do it for $199 month to month. I absolutely can. The only thing there is that I wouldn't be able to do the retargeting campaign through Facebook. And that's gonna really push you out into the 50-mile radius. The $199 month to month is only going to get you that Google business profile populating on that first page, and you're gonna miss out on the retargeting campaign. So for $50 a month, we're going to put $100 of that to your campaign, so that way you won't have to have an ad budget for that. And now we get to retarget people that are already interested in the services you provide. And we get to follow them, and it's just a click to call, or if you want them to go to your website, we can push them to your website as well. It's really how you'd like to be contacted. Well, for how I do it, and my dad owns a small business, and he runs the same thing for the Google business profile to the Facebook retargeting campaign. you're really missing out on a X factor there. If you take that away, it's really a better bang for your buck, because when somebody Googles something and let's say they put their phone down to cook dinner or they're cleaning their house or they're with their family, you don't have anything to retarget them on another platform when they open up their browser or where they open up their social media. Is that's the $249, right? Where if you do the $199, you're just on that first page and you have no way of just retargeting people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And we get to get you in front of those customers a lot faster within 7 to 14 days instead of you having to wait the whole 30 to 45 days for you to populate for all the services on Google. We're able to start getting in front of your customers a lot quicker that way. So for the do you want to do the $249 and spend the extra, you know, $49 so that way we can get you in front of your customers a lot faster?
And so you said this, but so if someone does a site or a search on Google, we would pop up.
Yeah.
How would that work? Because what about the people who are paying per click? Well, how would that put us above them?
So the per click is the above the map section. It comes up as an advertisement. It comes up as sponsored.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about you.
So they would only see us if they scroll down to the map.
They would scroll down to the map. And that's where 90% of, that's where 90% of people actually do their business, is with those companies there. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I do a search on Google, me personally, I don't really click on the sponsored advertisements. I go down to the map section and I find one of those companies that I'm dealing with. Now, don't, I mean, I could charge you for that. We sell those. they're a lot more expensive.
I'm sure the people who are doing the click, they'll probably be like, well, wait a minute, they shouldn't be above us. Okay, I think I see. Because I think right now, if you pull up our company, we're like at the very bottom of the map.
Right, right. And we want to get you populating higher, especially with you guys being in business for since 1997, and you guys do quality work. I've already looked at your website. You guys have amazing pictures on your Facebook. It's just about getting the customers to see it for you in your area. So for $249 month to month, we'll be able to do that, and it's just the clicks are coming directly to you at that point, okay?
And it's a, you said, a 2 month commitment. So if we do this and we're just not getting any calls, or we're not obligated to.
You're not obligated to stay. We want to make sure, me personally, my dad owns a small business and I understand marketing dollars is very critical for a small business owner. So we want to make sure, and that's what we push here, is that your marketing dollars are profitable for you. Now, we set up a tracking system because we want you to track everything and we want it to make sense month to month. So if you're putting in $249 and you're getting jobs out of it, it makes sense for you. But if you're putting $249 in and it's not making sense for you, then we don't want you to have to be locked into a contract and you're like, well, I'm stuck here for a year and I can't do anything. So that's why we do that month to month service for you. If you at any point want to pause or cancel the service, because it's not working for you, at worst, you can. Now, at best, Phil, if you want to pause the service because you're getting a lot of work, and you're like, hey, this is amazing, I love it, but I need to catch up with the work. Yeah, and we need to catch up with the work. Can I pause the service? You can absolutely do that as well. Once you catch up with the work, we could always unpause it for you, and it's very flexible.
And what
was
the name of your company again?
Our company is called Local Splash.
Local Splash, okay.
Yes. And I can actually send you a text message right now, and I will, to our website. Now, on this link that I sent you, it has proven success of how many years we've been in business. We've been in business for 19 years. This December will be 20, so 2 decades. And then we've helped over 10,000 customers in our 19th year in business all over the country, all 50 states. get verified, unsuspended, and listed on that first page of Google. So we know how to get there for you. But like I said, I just want to set the proper expectations for you. Now, on that website as well, we have a Google Ads partnership emblem. That is our authenticity badge. So there's only 40 of us in the country that have this. This is the highest tier of Google. If you click the colorful G, you'll see that it'll say requirements meant to be a Google Channel partner, and it'll show you those requirements as well. Okay. If you scroll down to it.
Well,
yes?
I guess we can – I guess what you said, you could send us information as far as how we can try this out.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I can do is I can secure your listing here at the 249. I'll send everything over to my tech team, and then I want to set an onboarding call with you and them, so that way they can make sure that you're populating for all the appliance work that you do on that first page within that first month. I see here that you guys already have a Google Business listing. Are you guys still operating out of the 2934 Dolphin Drive?
That's basically just kind of like a street address. I'm basically a one-person company.
Okay.
My brother died. Operate out my home, and we have some issues with people who want to come to our home. So we use that P.O. box and street address.
So okay, so for the street address for the 2934 Dolphin Drive, Elizabethtown, Kentucky 42701. That's a good address for you guys. It shows on Google. Do you want us to hide
mail,
that for you?
We can receive mail there. We can receive mail there and everything like that, but we don't actually service out of that address. That's basically where we receive our mail and everything.
Okay, but that's a physical location is what you're saying?
Yes, that's a physical location, yeah.
Okay.
But that's not actually a shop, yeah.
So my question is here is, it shows that on Google. Do you want me to hide that for you? So the only thing that'll pop up is just the city, the state, and the zip code. And that way, nobody has an address there for you either.
Yeah, that's how I really wanted Google to list it, but they kept listing my home address, and we would have people come into the house, 10 at night or 6
really?
In the morning. Yeah, it was... So my wife said, we changed it, so I got a P.O. box and we used that as our street address. But, yeah, you can hide the address because we do everything in the home.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely hide the address. What address do you want me to put? Do you want me to put the 2934 or do you want to change that?
Our actual address is 58 Drake Drive. Same city as it.
And that's Drake is D-R-E.
Drake.
Drake.
D-R-A-K-E. Yeah.
Drake Drive. Okay. And then in the same town, Elizabethtown, Kentucky?
Yeah. 42701. Yeah.
Okay. And then for the phone number itself, the 270-307-1395, that's a good phone number for your customers to contact you at?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Phil, is your first name Phil or is that abbreviation for Philip?
Abbreviation for Philbert. P-H-I-L-B-E-R-T.
P-H-I-L-B-E-R-T?
Yeah, Philbert. I always go by Phil.
Okay. I'll put it here for you, Phil, so that way we address you properly. I don't want you to think you're in trouble when somebody calls you Philbert. I know that's the case with me. When somebody calls me Charles, I'm like, what'd I do? I'm sorry. So, what's your last name, Phil?
Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
Duncan, no relations to Tim Duncan, right?
The basketball player? No, I'm not that.
Yeah. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
For the business, you can send it to info@philtechelectronics.com.
Info, Philtech. electronics.com. Okay. Make sure that this is valid for you. That's info at, correct? Philtech?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Sometimes that throws me off a little bit. Okay, cool. And then you guys are Central Time, correct?
Eastern.
Eastern. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for the listing here, Phil, how would you guys like to secure the listing? Are you guys going to use a Philtech corporation credit card? Are you going to use the debit card?
I'll probably use a corporate credit card.
Okay. Let me make sure I have everything correct here for you first. Do you want to target specific cities within that mile radius, or just the radius is fine? You want anything in that realm is good for you guys?
The largest major metropolitan area around us is Louisville.
Mm-hmm. I've been there before. I do have fun when I go.
So that would probably be where most of the jobs would be, the Louisville area, Jefferson County.
Jefferson County. Jefferson, okay, County, and then Louisville.
Everything out there is pretty small.
Yeah, Louisville's the biggest town right there for sure. Okay, perfect. And then with the card itself, is it just, how does it read on the card? Does it have Philbert Duncan with your Philtech Corporation, or is it just Philtech Corporation?
It's Philbert M. Duncan with Philtech Electronics, Inc.
With Philtech Electronics, Inc. Okay. Okay. And then is the billing address to it the same one as the 58 Drake Drive, or is it the other one? Okay.
Same address. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then are you going to be using Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's Visa.
Okay. Visa. And I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
It's 4246-3153-8854-5749. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Expiration?
1228.
And then the security code?
186.
Okay. Now, before I do anything, Phil, I'm going to set up a security question for you. This is to protect you. We always want to make sure we're talking to you, so we're going to ask you this. Also, too, we never sell or share any of your information here with Local Splash. So every time we call you, we will ask you this security question just to verify that we're talking to Phil and not somebody else, okay? So I have three questions. You got one of them. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
I was born in the city of Salina, S-A-L-I-N-A.
Salina, okay. Is that there in Kentucky?
No, that's in Kansas. I was a military brat.
Oh, were you? Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
My grandfather was born in Kansas. I don't know where, but it's like a very, very, very small town. I think they only had like
it sounds like maybe, one.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I
it could
been there
be
since I was born, so I know it wasn't big then. So it's probably smaller now. No one's ever heard of it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know my grandfather was there, and then my stepmom is actually from Wichita, Kansas.
Okay,
so
Wichita, people have heard of Wichita. That's not too far from where my mother was born. She was born in Coffeyville, Kansas.
Okay. Yeah, Wichita, Kansas is big. You got the college there and everything like that, so it's well known. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through a voice verification really quick, Phil. This is just an added protection for you as a Google Channel partner. We will send this over to you in writing once we are done here. That way you have this for your records. But it's just an outline agreement of what we talked about. I'm just going to walk you through it. If you have any questions, just let me know, and then I'll rephrase it for you from there, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your company.
Philtech Electronics.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
I'm the president and CEO.
Awesome. And your name?
My name's Phil Duncan.
Awesome, awesome. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing account, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, Phil, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your the city you were born in, okay?
All right.
Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper? I have the customer service line if you want to write it down. If you want me to just send it over to you in email, I can do that too. It's up to you.
You can just send it an email.
Okay, perfect. Will do. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which I waive the account setup fee, so there is none, will be charged today, which is February 16th, in the non-refundable amount, the $249. When your payment for initial term and account setup, I'm sorry, when your second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th, okay, in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Phil, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and this is the number I'm going to email to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't get charged for the next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. I'm going to send you a couple of text messages, some welcome text messages, also your invoice like I promised. What is a good time for my tech team to do their onboarding call with you? That way they can verify everything is correct as well. I think we're all booked up today, but I can get you in on Monday if that's available for you.
Yeah, Monday would work.
Okay. So 2 things. One, I'm going to set that up for you right now, and I'm going to send you an email. Second one, everything went through on my end, so we're good to go there. I want to say welcome to Local Splashville. We're like a family here. So we're going to get, I'm going to get working on your account here and send it over to my tech team. Also, too, if you ever need any help, if you ever want to add takeoff services, anything like that, please reach out to us. Let us know. Okay. It's your company, so we're doing this campaign. If you want to run a special, call us so that way we can make sure that special is out there for you. Okay. I'm going to send you
one question.
Sure.
I know our company is registered as Philtech Electronics Inc., but we've been putting on some of our stuff, Philtech Electronics and Appliances, because a lot of people didn't realize we do appliances, which is what we mostly do now because we don't do TVs that much. And we're eventually going to change the name legally. But would they be able to put the ad under that name, or would it have to still stay under our legal name, legal business name?
I can change it to, what would you want it? Philtech Appliances, Philtech Electric.
And Appliances. And yeah, Appliances. Or just Philtech Electronics and Appliances.
I don't think it would be a problem. What I'll do is I'll make a note here, and I'll ask my tech team if they can do that, and I'll have them ask you more about that when you do, because I know Google wants to make sure that those names are licensed and insured, which that's what this one falls under. So if you do change over into that name, we could always make sure that that name does change as well. But we're going to populate you for...
We're going to set it up as a DBA.
That's fine. I'll put it in the notes here to change it to that. That way they can make those changes.
Because it's got to go up the transfer, and that's probably going to take a few days or a week or so before it gets changed.
Okay. And Appliances.
Yeah. But we get people calling all the time about TV repairs, or do we sell capacitors, or can we wire it?
You're like, no. You're like, did you click on my website?
Exactly. So.
There's no CD players here.
But we're in the process of putting that extra name on there. So
okay.
And Appliances.
I'll put it on
there for you guys. So we wouldn't have to go through the whole thing.
The whole thing. Okay, I'll put it on there for you guys. No worries. We'll make those changes.
All right, now I'll get that DBA sent up to Frankfurt, so it should be legitimate here in the next week.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do then, you should have received your emails. Also, too, you should have received text messages from us. You probably got bombarded a little bit. I apologize. But they're welcome text messages. There's one there that I do need you to open up. It does say, Filbert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. And there's a link that says my.localsplash.com/terms. Can you click on that link for me really quickly?
Okay, bring it up.
And then what time would you want my tech team to call you on Monday?
Afternoons of work. I kind of have a little break in between there. I'd say somewhere between 11 and 12 that afternoon.
Okay. I'll set it up for 11 then. Does that work?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Let's set it up for 11 for you. Let me know when you have that pulled up. As well.
Okay, that was a text message?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Business profile verified, Google Mail card, this information, please just follow to the email.
So it should read, Filbert, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then there's a link right there where it says my.localsplash/terms. It's just our terms and agreement page, what I already read off to you.
Okay.
And then when you open it, there's going to be two checkboxes at the bottom. Just one that you are the card authorization holder and the text message one. So if you are out and about, we call you. We'll just send you a text message for the update. And then just sign your name, first and last name. And then when you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page where it says username and password. Let me know when you get there. Don't do anything, though, when you get there. And then I'm going to send you a Google invite calendar to the info, okay?
Yeah, I got Local Splash asking for username and password.
Okay, perfect. So that username and password is the tracking system that I was talking to you about that we're going to build out for you. So on Monday, my tech team is going to give you the username and password, and then they're going to walk you through and show you how everything works where you're going to be able to track everything from us, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, everything's sent over to you in email as well. I did invite you to a Google Calendar for, it does read 8 a.m. if it does, but it's 11 a.m. Eastern time. So just so you know, it's scheduled for 11 a.m. your time. And then we'll call you then and we'll do the onboarding call for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I have everything here. I'm going to get working on your account, send it over to my tech team. Did you have any further questions for me, Phil?
No, that should do it. Hopefully this will work out for us. We're definitely looking to expand a little bit and get a little more business in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let me get working on this. And then, if you have any questions, you could always reach out to me. My number is on that email that I sent you. It's the customer service number, the 877, and then my extension is the 203. Okay.
Okay. Charlie Mullenkamp.
That's me. Yeah. And you said that
okay.
Right too. Most people butcher that. That's funny. That's funny. That's the, I think you're the first person that's maybe said that correctly in my whole life. That's awesome. That's awesome. So awesome. So you just hit yes on that. It's going to send us a verification that that time is good. If for some reason you need to call in and that time doesn't work for you and you need to reschedule, when they do call you, you can just say that. But it's very important we get that onboarding call done because it's going to solidify all the services that you want to target as well as maybe like the metropolitan areas as well. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Phil. Well, you have a great weekend, and then we'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Sounds good. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.